If it's hops you want, it's hops you get. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting, fun, the beer, craft beer drinkers. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to be hanging out with you for a little bit here. We're going to be drinking some good beers. Talking about some good beers. Yeah, good ones.
Only good beers.
Only good beers. All uniques. I've got an all unique lineup set up for me.
Ooh,
nothing uniques.
No dupes. No dupes.
No dupes. NBUs. Nothing but uniques.
Yeah. Screw you, NFTs. We got NBUs.
Yeah. Hey, you get into NFTs? Are you getting into NBUs?
Yeah. What's your NBU count?
Yeah. What's your NBU count? How's your NBU portfolio looking? Mine's top notch. Yeah, we'll be talking about the beers we drink and beers we're looking out for and beers we're drinking currently. And then the listeners call us and tell us what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
And talk a little bit of culture, and that's the show. For the show, we're tailgating, and I'm just finishing up now this 16-ounce can of a beer called Feel Good. It's from Highland Park Brewery, a Los Angeles brewer. Bubba Chew mentions Highland Park on the regular. Maybe just our LA reps in general do. It's a nice 6% pale that donated to the show by the Ants, by Ant and Robin. And it's very good. Very easy drinking. It's a warm evening in the studio, or warm morning, sorry.
Warm mornings. Fresno specialty, warm mornings.
Warm mornings. You know, that's the secret to knowing when it's going to be a hot day is the evening before in Fresno. If you're like, it's not cool. The evening before it's cool, you know it's setting up. It's already, the next day is already starting to set up. And you got to prepare. Yeah. Yeah, cool everything down because it's going to be a hot one. That's what I'm drinking. I'm gonna be getting a new beer here in a minute, but what do you got Whoa. Going on over there?
Hot mornings.
A new beer called Hot Mornings.
Started with a psychic goodbye. This is cutting out.
We're good.
Okay. Psychic advisor from There Does Not Exist. Still a favorite that last year and this year.
Nice.
And then I'm moving on to a Wazoo beer, Wazoo donation. That's Amore. Pizza cake. Oh. So it's pizza and then cake. And then the cake is shaped like a pizza. And it looks like a pizza, but it's a cake. And there's two parrots. This is a green cheek and other half.
And it's a
drink
beer.
While smiling. Oh, wait, I'm not smiling. I cannot drink this beer.
Uh-oh, you screwed it up.
Pizza cake. Pizza cake.
They're all, the alchemist tells you, like, to drink that heady from the can because of reasons. And Green Cheek's like, well, you got to drink our beer smiling. Otherwise, you're not doing it the way the brewer intended.
Yeah, he otherwise, fuck that you.
For smile drinking.
Smile drinking. Smile. So,
if you don't like that beer, it's not the brewer's fault because you didn't drink it.
You didn't smile. You didn't smile. The smile effervesces the hops.
Well,
it's true. Look it up.
Look it up. Culture. I'm real sorry about my early performance of this episode because I started drinking really, really late. So I have like zero buzz right now. So what? If you're like, what's going
this
on?
Is zero buzz, Mikey.
Why is he sounding like a normal person? Because I don't have.
Wait, is that possible?
Yet. Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh.
But
I had to. Hey-o.
But you know, give me a,
so Mark,
give me a little time.
Flagship here. Episode. Normal Mikey appears. Unbuzz Mikey.
Is there any episode where Mikey's sounds like a coherent adult? 467? There for a little bit?
You're looking for 467.
It's episode 467. Yeah, there's about 10 minutes where he's super sober. It was weird. It was like
if I was there was listening ever to a time regular... you needed a triple, it is now.
Yep.
It
was like I was listening to a regular podcast there for a minute, and then...
Their sentences made sense.
Yeah. Before you know it, he was tangenting like a son of a bitch. But there's a good 10 minutes there. Any culture to throw at us?
To throw up?
To throw up.
Well, I did a mild amount of research, as usual.
Yeah.
For some reason, New Jersey is throwing the middle finger at breweries and saying, no, we don't want you, craft breweries.
What's happening? What's
New Jersey? So there is a lot of regulations apparently in the state of New Jersey that are keeping breweries from existing. The local government is resistant to these types of businesses. I don't know why. New Jersey seems like they could use all the help they could get.
Just like anybody else, New Jersey needs help.
Yeah. So they're trying to call attention to the legislation and help make this happen. They're saying there's still a chance. They still believe that craft beer in New Jersey anyway would be assholes or something? A benefit.
So yeah, I wonder. My favorite New Jersey brewer that we haven't had for a long time, the one that makes resin and
other, that's 6 Point.
Is that 6 Point? Oh, because
yeah, they're Jersey brewery.
No, 6. Because there's the one in Phoenix. Is that 4 Point in Phoenix that got bought out by Budweiser? But yeah, 6 Point. Their owner has a podcast as well. So I'd like to go find that. I can't remember what it is now. Damn it. I used to listen to. This is like when the Perfect Board listened. I used to listen to Perfect Board. I used to listen to Greg. I think it's Carton. But
Carton Brewing,
see what they say about it.
Oh yeah,
home state of the. I spent a week in New Jersey, and then it's the home state of
and survived. Did you get a bumper sticker?
Yeah, survived it. They got fireflies out there.
Do you get a badge? Is it like untapped? Like if you stay a week in New Jersey, do you get a badge? Week in
New Jersey, badge.
1 weeker.
I was on the shore.
The shore? Oh, yeah. Shore.
Yeah.
With the Guidos?
Oh, I was out on the shore.
The Guidolis?
What are you doing over here?
Forget about it.
Well, if anything we could do, help Eden, New Jersey folks. Let us know.
Yeah. Like, we'll make a sticker.
We'll make a sticker say, Brew New Jersey.
Brew Jersey.
Brew Jersey.
Oh, yep. That's the campaign. Brew Jersey.
Nobody's come up with that.
Not one Brew person. Brew
Jersey, man.
Brew Jersey. Let's make craft breweries so big, they call it Brew Jersey.
Like, where's Bruce Springsteen on this? Can we get Bruce to help us out here?
Bruce.
Bruce.
B-R-E-W-Z.
Bruce. Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
And the Hop Street Band.
Oh. See, our marketing campaign will turn this around. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Stringbreen.
Cold Springbreen.
Stringbreen. I, unlike Mikey, have started drinking long ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. I gotta get caught up here. Stupid pale ale. This isn't doing anything for me.
Bruce Stringbreen. Stringbreen.
I'm not coming up with great stuff like Bruce Stringbreen.
Jealous. It's chef season in Chicago.
Oh.
Chicago's craft beer weekend is July 15th through the 17th.
July 15th through the 17th. It's craft beer weekend in Chicago.
Yeah. So chef will be signing autographs in the plaza.
Wherever he's at. He's out. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, is that you, chef? Yeah, it's me, kid. Could you sign this? Oh, you bet. You bet there.
Yeah.
There you go.
I got this rare Mickey Mantle baseball card. Can you sign it for me?
Oh, yeah. But it's going to take a sixer.
A sixer. One sixer per signature.
No sixer, no signee.
That's right. There's rules around here. So I wonder if we're going to hear from the chef. Next episode, tell us all about craft brewery week.
All the times he had.
All the parking lot reports.
I'm Lake having Effect a time Brewing. Of my life.
I like this. The article talks about craft beer week and then it goes on to say, in more local news, Lake Effect Brewing has given up after 6 years.
Wow. The next story. It's craft beer week here in Chicago, and we're having a special event.
Here's who you won't see.
In other news, Lake Effect. Oh, that's kind of sucks. I like Lake Effect. I follow them.
They're not going away. They were trying to convert a firehouse into a tap room.
And then they're like,
and they're giving up on that.
I'm like, never mind. Yeah, it's probably a good
delays in permitting
to not expand.
Oh, founders. They're talking about the Founders Brewing. 30% stake.
Yeah.
Ownership.
Boring. Buyout.
Buyout. Oh, man. Speaking of giving up. No, not giving up. Speaking of the end of an era, once upon a time, proponent of the perfect pour, House of Pendragon, is moving out of their Clovis location July 27th.
It's July 27th now. Okay. We didn't have a date last week.
Yes.
So July 27th, the last day you can enjoy that Clovis tap room.
Yep, a sign is brown tap room.
We had Tommy on, a long time ago.
Swami.
Talking about, like, you know, he was bringing over his beer he brewed, and we were like, when are we going to see the tap room? And he's like, we're working on it. And that's when the tap room update really became a thing, was because of this particular tap room. We even recorded from that tap room. The only brewery we actually recorded an episode from, because we never recorded an episode from, even from
Zach. Oh, you're saying the Rush Days were a special event?
Oh, okay, you're right. Rush Days. I'm sorry. Forget about Rush Days. I was like, why didn't we record from Zach's? Why didn't we ever get that together? How did that happen? It all happened so fast. It was like, seemed like it took forever, but then it all happened so fast. The whole Zach stuff.
Yeah.
Sad. See what happens when I just have a pail. What a bummer.
Sad, Mikey.
Bummer.
Just remember all the NDUs you got. I don't remember what the acronym was.
It's
unique. NUBs.
Yeah. Wait. Well, I don't think that's right. I don't know. Damn it.
I don't know.
Somebody tell us what we said.
All earlier. Uniques.
Uniques, baby.
AUBs. Yeah. All unique beers.
Something like that.
Well, ABC, always be closing. Always be crushing.
Always you be uniquing.
Always be uniquing.
Why would you have another? There's so many beers. Why would you have a same beer?
Why? Why same beer when you could different beer?
This is an excellent beer. I love this beer. You've had it before?
Never yeah. again.
Why are you still drinking? Because it's good. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
What else, Nick?
Oh, man, I was looking out for.
Ah.
Yes, there was. It's a Schleiss beer.
Schleiss.
Schleiss. A beer.
Schleiss.
Brewing. Oh, no, Schleiss Beer Co. Is it Holy? What does that say? Holy Trifecta? Holy Trifecta.
Holy Trifecta, no, Batman.
That is not it. Full Visual? No. Infinite Pulp? Hell no. School Special? None of these look like the beer I was looking out for, although they're all good, looking good. Yeah, we're Googling.
I'm going to get a beer.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Was it Desert Island from Slice? Platinum Cuts. That looks nice. Hazy Devil, never mind. Mac Salad. What is this? That's a West Coast Dippa. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Tight Quarters. Kind of looking out for that. I do not see the Slice beer I was looking out for. I don't know why. Mega Hop 3000. Hella Crispy. These are all cool names. Slice always does it well. Special. This is weird. I don't see what I'm looking for. Why? Why, Slice? Why do you do this to me? You tease me with your great names and labels. And Mikey's gone a really long time. I'm not sure what to do with my hands right now. Oh, thank God. Sorry. He's back.
Jesus. This is loud, too.
It is kind of loud.
Jeez.
Okay, I really didn't have much to say.
I was having trouble finding a properly cold beer.
Mm-hmm. Temperature check.
What? Shit. No!
Oh, and good night. That's the show. Thank you, bye.
Damn it.
I love gold.
This is donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. This beer, this one we can get in the market now. We didn't used to be able to. This was a coveted beer. Moonraker Brewing Company's Dojo. This is a badass West Coast IPA. Sorry, West Coast IPA.
Badass.
And it would show up in that place in Madeira, that Valero and Madeira is the only place you'd see it and locally, but now you can get it at the market.
Regular beer. Ah,
that's the stuff. Now we're going.
Getting ripped.
You good there on your side of the culture?
Yeah, all good. All good. I did not find the slice beer, just an update for those who left us.
There is one looking out for. I meant to get some more this week and stuff happened. So, but I do have this, right. The Sierra Nevada one. Ooh, called.
I like it.
Who Run Bartertown? Which I hope is a Thunder, Mad Max Thunderdome reference. Bartertown! Thunderdome! One man, two men enter, one man leaves. 7.5 IPA. And the can art, is what struck me really, is that it's completely different can art than from Sierra Nevada. I'm still kind of confused by it. It looks like a small indie brewer that's just started canning. Does can small batches. That's what the can art looks like. So I was like, what is this? It's like, is this really Sierra Nevada? So, I'm looking out for that. I don't know if it's going to make shelves or not, but outside of their normal, it seems like it was. I think I saw that it was getting distributed. So they have something from Sierra Nevada that looks like a little local brewery kind of can. It's kind of
okay. Cool. You think they're going back?
They're trying to get those beer geeks that
small brewery.
Don't look at the Sierra Nevada stuff anymore.
Are they going to have a Hallmark movie where the big brewery moves back to the small town and tries to recreate the first beer the they big ever made? The
brewery comes back to small town like, oh, I'm so annoyed. I had to come back for a funeral.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we miss you around here. Like, yeah, sorry. I'm in the big city brewing big city beers.
Big city beers. About ready to sell out.
I've got
to
get back. And then the jerk, some jerk partner that he has comes to town's like, where the fuck are you? Get back to town.
We're ready to sell out. Why aren't you here to sign the papers?
Yeah, we need to sign these papers so we can expand.
Yeah, expansion's where it's at.
Then he's that guy, he's just like loving this little tap room. He's like, man.
Man. I'm having he's rubbing his hand down the bar, and then he's pulling the tap.
Like, man, like, oh,
this the is feel how, of this tap is. It feels exactly like
oh.
And then someone walks in and goes, "You look like you know how to do that."
Like, that's just like five handles. He's like, "Yeah, this is where it's at." Some five this is where handles. It's at.
Yeah. And then the businessman's like, dude, Stone just sold out. We gotta hurry.
Gotta hurry.
Or we're not gonna sell out too.
This like is millions pressure's of on dollars, now. Man.
Yeah. It's like $1 million. $1 million sellout.
It's like $1 million.
You know that's not a lot of money in 2022.
They offered us $1 million right? for the whole brewery.
Yeah. And then like he goes out to the, you know, the food and stuff and finds the one hop that you can't get in the big city. Right. And it reminds him, like, oh man, I can never recreate this small town beer.
Terroir. That's
a giant brewery.
Name of the brewer, Terroir. It smells like home.
Smells like home. Chewy, we're home.
Yep, at the end, his partner's like, are you coming or not? He's like, I'm staying. Stay right here. You'll find me right here.
Oh, there's a brewing competition at the local county fair that he has to enter.
Yeah, and some person I had a crush on in high school.
Yeah.
That she's brewing better beer than him. And he's like, fuck.
Right, with that one hop that they could only get in the small town.
And he acts like he doesn't remember her. He's like, oh, okay, you don't remember me? I used to sit in the back of the class. Oh, okay. I guess I didn't. Yeah, you were the big football stud brewing all kinds of lagers. I was back there brewing farmhouse ales. Nobody paid attention to me.
Yeah. It's called Hops of Love.
It's just the cover is the poster art. It's just he's just like hugging like a hop vine or something. And, and then there's in the background, there's his partner is all pissed off. He's like, ah. And then there's
I can't believe you did this to me.
The hometown girl they forgot about's in the other side going,
yeah. And the hop vines are making a heart over the sunset.
Yeah. It's called Hop Town Girl.
Hop Town Girl.
Hop Town Girl.
You've watch been out, Billy Joel.
In your big beer world. Bet you never had a hop this hopped. All right. No, now nah, I lost it.
Yeah.
I was going somewhere. And then I
think Show Mikey has made an appearance.
All right. Finally, from some here beers forward. Kicking in. Whew. What is this? Like the 35 minute mark? Finally. God.
Bad damn
time. Oh, that was way too long to be completely sober. Hated it. It's like I was at work.
1 star, do not recommend.
I recommend. I was sober for a whole hour today. 1 star, do not recommend. I saw the world as it was. It was not good. Don't do it.
Do not recommend. Live in infamy.
Yep. Well, that's enough of that. That section of podcasts.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Did you hear that? That was Louie barked in the backyard there. Louie made an appearance for a half second.
Louie, it's been a while.
You calm down. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four and the Dorktown network of podcasts. You can call that 24/7 and leave a 3 minute or less voicemail for us or our other shows. One called Flowing with Famous is a Fresno culture podcast.
What?
Yeah. You like a city culture show?
Yeah.
Flowing with Famous is for you. They've got one really good host, and then there's another guy on it. And there's also one called Get Off My Podcast by two Harrison Ford nerds. It's about Harrison Ford. So just so you know, because I was made aware, there are some listeners that don't know I rarely wedge him in on this show. So, Flowing with Famous, I'm always talking about this Perfect Poor show. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So, it's about time these other shows get mentioned. And you can also record something on your phone or record something on whatever you record something on, your recording thing of preference, and send that file to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also, I'm doing this earlier. You can also bear with me.
There we go. Googling. Mm-hmm.
works.
Are they paying attention? Or are they
trying to bring in a special live guest? Something we rarely do these days. See if it happens. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hey, what's up?
Hey guys, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming on the show live from Radar Palooza number 2. It's Radar Palooza number 2.
Hey, how's it going?
Who can give us the lineup here? Who's
still alive at this point?
Yeah. What set Radar Palooza set is this?
This is the third leg of Radar Palooza.
Oh wow.
It's so deep. Bend Oregon. Did you want a roll call from everybody?
All right,
well,
guys,
I'm Ash, Bend Oregon. Jazz, and come on over, Radar.
Let's see who else we got
now.
Yeah. We can't see you, but your camera isn't on, by the way, if you care for that. I'm just giving you a heads up.
We're trying to figure out how to do it.
Can you guys see us?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, just audio.
I don't know if that's better or worse, but right now we can't see you.
Maybe a good thing. I think he slipped it.
Okay. That's what she said.
Boom. Oh, this is a great podcasting, guys.
Oh my God. I know, right?
This is
screen camera. Yeah. Can you guys hear us all right though?
We can hear you fine.
Perfect. Okay, cool. You got Pittsburgh Tom here.
Radar.
Whoa.
Nice. Love it.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi.
And Jay.
Jay, oh my God, the big heavy hitters. All the heavy hitters are there.
Chef. And
oh my God. Yeah,
what?
We talked about Chef earlier.
Seattle Kent.
Oh.
Seattle Aaron.
Oh.
Cat Lady Lori.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's PDX. We're going in circles and we're doing it twice.
All right. we need to keep hitting this up because I've had a beer and a half now, so I'm pretty lit.
Awesome.
So we want to say it was great meeting you, Mikey, for the first time at Tioga. And we wanna thank you for the beers and swag. Contribution
Did, were they handed out properly and justly and righteously?
Yes. I haven't brought all the swag for them. I just wanted to wait for all of us to be together.
Yeah,
because we actually
have new members.
Yeah, have new members in here. You know.
Nice.
Chef Lori, Kent, and Jay joined us here in Bend. So,
nice.
Whoop, whoop. That's why I wanted to get all the swag together for everybody to check out. Yeah.
Where are you guys at? Like, are you guys in somebody's hotel room? Like, where are you at exactly right now?
We're at a pretty nice house out here in Bend. We got an Airbnb, so you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a spot. Tom is he's got his tent pitched up in the kitchen.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Could mean a lot of things.
Kitchen tents in the kitchen. That's what we do.
Hey, it's Radar Palooza, man. Nathan goes.
That's right. There are no rules.
Yeah.
Man. It's been a great trip so far. You guys are going to get the voicemails with the recaps. But tomorrow, what we got planned is we're doing the Band L Trail. It's a pretty neat system that Ben has set up to promote all the breweries out here. But basically, they have this app, and they've organized 30 breweries in different regions. And when you complete a region, they give you a taster glass for that region.
Physical badge.
So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
It's like Pokemon. We're gonna collect them all.
It's like Pokemon.
Oh shit!
Do it.
Okay. And here's another thing too. We have to give some special shout outs.
Right.
This is a surprise to some of the guests here that. Chew donated a chocolatazo.
Oh,
nice.
I already knew that.
And then Fontana Jim also donated a Pliny the Younger. And also Courtney also gave us some Tioga beer and some swag. So thank you. Yeah, so you definitely. Yeah, you guys are amazing. And yeah. So thanks everybody for
thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to some of the local sponsors. Brewery 26 and gave us all free t-shirts.
What?
We got Tapforia hosted us. The kickoff party, they gave us a big discount on the beer.
Migration
Brewing gave us 5 free pitchers of craft beer and a VIP room.
Radar Palooza beer.
And we had a Radar Palooza beer at Tapforia.
What?
And Roost Brewing bought us the first round, which was awesome.
Roost
and gave us a nice tour of the place. So just a shout out to all those breweries. And lastly, Stabby PDX, man, they did so much by just kind of organizing and getting, keeping us fed the whole time. And, they've been great. Just kind of a lot of the companies I just met or just mentioned are big partners with Stabby PDX. And that's how we got the hookups. So big shout out to those guys.
Stabby? How do you say that?
Stabby PDX. It's like a Salvadoran cuisine restaurant out in Portland. Yep.
Oh,
awesome.
Nice.
So we've been spreading the word about the perfect pour.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We're really who we were and where we're all from. So,
yeah, they were like,
telling everybody about it.
Maybe getting more listeners.
Yeah. So, and of course, thank you guys for, because if it wasn't for you guys, none of this would have been possible, man.
Yeah.
So thank you guys all. Perfect pour, amazing.
Yeah, and lastly, I wanna just thank the person who made this all possible, and that's really my wife Blossom. Yes, for helping us.
Cheers to Blossom.
Nice.
Putting up with all of us and organizing a lot of this. So big shout out to her.
She's all, what? You're all, in July, we're going to have to shut it down in July, and we're just going to be hosting a bunch of people from all over the country. We're like, what?
Like, some of which we've never met. But
and they're
fine.
All going to be drunk.
Yeah. Yes. And they're all going to be, yeah.
Our house.
tenting in the kitchen. What
they're
could go wrong?
Pitch tents in the kitchen, and it's going to be great, honey. Oh, okay.
Is 5,000 dollars enough? Like, how much are we talking here?
Is this a for better or for worse part of marriage? I don't know what.
Oh man, yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for having us on the show.
What's left? Other, you got the trail going, but is there anything like eking into the weekend for Radar Palooza 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think we got some newlyweds, guys.
Wow. Is somebody proposing right now? Is this what's happening? Somebody on their knee proposing? Wow.
I wish we could see. You could see us, so we could see the. Yeah.
I mean, I saw Chef on his. On bended knee earlier, and then and Jay was getting some from. I'm not sure.
Wow. Well,
Hawks out. No, Kent and Lori recently got married, and they're having their reception over at Breakside Brewing. So
nice, Breakside.
All poor listeners are invited.
I don't think
open,
Friday.
Open bar, right?
You should see her face.
It's an open beer bar, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we hope that this continues every year, because from last year. Oh yeah,
I was hearing rumors about the East Coast next year.
We are gonna pour some for the some of the guys that couldn't be here, like Scotty 91 and Junior.
They're no longer with us.
Well, they couldn't be here. Yes. Yeah, Jim. Yeah, Chris. You know. So we hope that this is as much as a success that we can continue it every year and get together, man. Because we've met some amazing people and like incredible, and I love all these guys over here, man. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm not as drunk as I should be right now, you know.
Well, you had to hold together. Yes. You're like, I'm gonna be on the night
is young. Or the morning is early.
Yeah,
we'll be. And please forgive the voicemails that we sent.
Oh no! They are going to
Miami.
That's what we're here for.
Are you guys
going
to make this episode disappear? Is that what's happening?
Oh no! It's not like no. It's not that. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys will. Yes. If you haven't already, you guys will experience it.
We haven't yet. We're about to get there. So we're going to feel it all. So, but I'm asking, is there anything an Oregon listener can go to on Friday or Saturday, or is it closed out?
No. Everybody's welcome. Just join us in the L Trail. Just
go on the Discord.
Is that on Friday though?
Discord.
What's happening on Friday?
Message on Facebook. Either message Jazz, Ant, Radar, any of us that are there.
Mm-hmm. MySpace.
Yes. MySpace. Yes.
Untapped. Instagram.
Yeah.
Slip into the Untapped DMs.
Jazz PDX Instagram. DM me and I'll give you the details.
Right. Boom. For anything happening this weekend.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Thanks, here, Mikey, for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the Perfect Four. We appreciate it.
Corey with
us. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Corey.
Shout out to Corey, too.
Shout out to Corey.
So many shout outs. Oh, everybody deserves the shout outs.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having us.
Keep
up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Portland.
Ben. Wait.
What's happening here?
Guys. Bye. Bye. Thank you guys. That's very cool.
That's insane. And maybe it's insane because we're not there.
I was thinking about that earlier.
We've
today.
Assembled this group of heathens and
I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, yeah, we do this podcast and people get together and like, oh, wow. Yeah. You've got people that you guys all get together. Like, oh, no, we don't get together.
No. Why would we do that?
Other people, they get together and hang out and have fun. Well, we're not part of that. But it's because of the show that they're hanging out. So that's cool for us.
That's amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I guess I'll wait till we get through all the voicemails. Talk about it more. All right. So where am I? Where am I at? Here.
I get a show beer.
All right. Nick's going to get a show beer, and we're going to go into traditional voicemails. And I think there's going to be some Radar Palooza stuff.
Hey, guys. Guess what?
What?
I'm driving. Woo! Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Yeah. Driving home on a Friday. Long week, guys. Man, a lot of long weeks. But on the way home, I swung by Copper Point Brewing. Sort of on my way home if I kind of make an early left off of I-95. Yeah, swung by Copper Point. I got a couple of six-packs, and lo and behold, Copper Point's making a cold IPA, too.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Everybody's in on it.
Matt Cox, who is head brewer and owner of Copper Point, he never ceases to amaze me, man. Wow. He is on it. He's like, why not right? He's on those styles that are popular right now. So, yeah, got the cold IPA, and I got the, what is it, the Bee Squeeze honey Pilsner, I think. Yeah. But, yeah, that's going on. Going home from work and headed home. I know that, Colin and Jeanine asked me a couple of questions a few weeks ago. And they wanted to know sort of if I was like the first, Florida rep, and how the whole hierarchy of the Florida reps goes.
Yeah, how did the Florida stuff start?
Well, to answer your question, Colin and Gene, yes. As far as I know, I was the first Florida rep. I know that Lumber Jose, who is also a Florida rep, but in the Tampa area. He started out in Georgia and then eventually moved down here to Florida and then came along Al Green at some point, and he represents the Port St. Lucie Treasure Coast side of Florida, which is north of me, and then you got Hoppy Libations, and she sort of shares the Tampa area with Lumber. But that's kind of sort of how the hierarchy goes. I'm south, and everybody else is west or north. But I'm running out of time, guys. Be safe. Check your dates. Bye.
Bye.
That's interesting. He has the history down pretty well.
All right.
So I agree with his assessment. I think how he explained it is how it happened.
Concur.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get into the Red Apple 2 stuff here. Get ready. Buckle in.
Yo, this is Jazz out here in PNW. Kicking off Radar Palooza. I got Ants here. We're kicking off Radar Palooza at Brewery 26 here in Portland, Oregon, guys. And we just picked up Pittsburgh Tom. He's in here with us. Say what's up, Tom.
What's up?
Yo, okay. Now we're going to kick it off to Radar with this segment of...
This is Radar with Radar's Rants. I'm in the depths of Radar Palooza. I'm tired. It's been a long day, long week. Drunk, stuffed with Salvadorian cuisine.
Mm.
Oh, it's been fun. Where am I? I'm in Central Standard Time. Well, I'm in the West Coast, Pacific Northwest. Here's Keith from Brewery 26, the host of
The kickoff of Radar Palooza. Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for coming out here. Denise and Tony from Salvi PDX have a food cart out in our driveway. We're real good partners with them, and they brought you guys to the doors of our brewery. We actually opened up early today just to have you guys out.
Industry.
Whoa.
Industry open. Around. Everybody's wearing a Brewery 26 t-shirt. Everybody's got a different style on, and we got beautiful weather and beautiful beer flowing. They got kids in the brewery playing basketball, the basketball machine. I just love to see life in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you guys coming from all over the country to help us out and try our beers, right?
Yeah. Let's go! Radar Palooza 2022! Let's go!
I think we might have a replacement for Matt. Voice for radio, Keith. Here.
Industry. Yeah, Keith is industry.
All right, keep up the great work. Keep up the great work, guys.
Portland.
Portland. How about Portland?
How about it? Brewery 26.
How about you? Brewery 26.
Man.
Being a gracious host.
Looking out for.
Yeah. Time to look out for Brewery 26. Giving out t-shirts. Opening up early. They got one of the basketball machines.
Hey guys,
I like.
Pittsburgh Tom here at the 2022 Radar Palooza.
Let's go!
Got the crew here.
Yeah, it's getting a little. It's getting a little rammy now.
In Seattle and saw Kent and Lori there, and they took me to some awesome breweries. Now I'm down here in Portland with the crew. We are at Migration Brewery, where we have been hooked up. They have some awesome beer. You have to check it out if you're in the Portland area.
Absolutely.
And we're here with Lily. From Migration
Brewery.
Yeah. Migration.
Hello, Perfect Four. This is Lily, straight out of Portland. Radar Palooza, thank you so much for stopping in. We're so happy to serve you such great beer from Migration. And shout out to Salvi PDX for the connection.
Dang, Salvi PDX. Man, all
right,
hungry guys. Now. Hey, man, just checking in, giving you the rundown. But hey,
it's back to Pittsburgh Tom. So, Radar Palooza 2022, Portland.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a theme. Let's go is becoming a theme of Radar Palooza number two.
Radar Palooza number two. Let's go.
I love the gold.
I love gold.
This is a beer I know was meant for me. This is a Wazoo Corvette donated beer, and it's from Blue Note Brewing, and it's Chuhapa.
Oh, yes.
I'm showing Nick.
He's on the can.
It's got a full bore picture of Chewbacca, the real Chewbacca.
There's no lookalike here.
Yeah, they're not trying. There's just him. So I don't know that this is okay or not. I mean, that's his image and likeness there. So
they'll never find it because the name's different.
Yeah. So
Chuhapa.
The aroma smell. I'm going to say the aroma smells like it's an old beer. It's undated. It is undated. So, you know, that's local. Yeah, I can tell by that. I haven't had it yet. I can already tell this is old.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's old.
That is old beer.
Well, at least you got the can out of the
deal. Yeah, heck yeah. I think you wazoo. That's just that's just a full-blown Chewbacca.
We don't care.
They're like, yeah, we're going to put a picture of Chewbacca on the can. What do you think of that? Eat ass, Disney.
That's right. Suck it. I got a Monkish from the Ants and the Robin.
Nice.
What is this called? Foggy Windows. And it's got a little Volkswagen Bug on the cover. Wonder why they gave me this beer.
Why would you have that? Do you save all
because the exhaust from the engine creeps into the cabin and it makes it foggy. You can't see where you're going.
Oh, yeah.
Then you pass out from carbon monoxide.
Well, you're at the stoplight. You're like, I'm getting a little dizzy. I
feel great. Kind of tired.
Get off your phone. Oh, no, I wasn't on my cell phone. I was just passed out.
Yeah. Carbon monoxide poisoning. It happens.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling with Beer Without Scotty 91. We are here at Taporia, and it's Robin and
Ash, and we're launching Radar Palooza.
Ah, they're stealing us.
They hijacked this podcast.
Hijacking the mic device.
Oh, wait, we got Corey Boswick in the house. Who else we got?
We got Pittsburgh Tom.
Let's go.
Radar.
And you already know, this is Jazz, your boy from Portland. Let's go. Hey,
from Portland.
We got the owner and what an executive producer and and CEO and porn star, Big Mike. Big Mike,
what's up? What's up, Big Mike? Taporia, Tigard, Oregon. I'm glad you guys made it out this year to come visit George's neighborhood tap house. We got all over the country right now. Hey, if you guys ever come to Portland, Oregon, I'm about 15 minutes south. Taporia, Tigard, Oregon, right on Highway 99. Come out and check out your boy, Big Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Hey, keep up the good work.
It's really the Tiger. Best. It's really the best thing for anybody that's leaving a voicemail and you don't know how to end it. You can just throw in the keep up the good work and you get a solid ending out of it. You're just like, I don't know what else to say. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Guy.
Boom.
Bye.
You good.
Location.
Yeah. And then add your location. You've done it. You're officially in the, you're canon for Perfect Pour.
Hey, this is Corey, Golden God, Perfect Pour.
excuse me, Golden God here.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Golden God talking.
We got
Great Up.
Kent, Pittsburgh Tom.
Patty.
There's a lot of lineup calls for Radar
Palooza. So many others. And we're at Ruse Brewing. They totally took care of us. And they totally took care of us.
Yeah, Ruse Brewing, bro.
We got Morgan here from Ruse. Got some word for the listeners. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. If you're ever in Southeast Portland, come to Ruse. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary last time.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, we make some of the best hazies in West Coast and the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, let me just say, this is Jazz, PDX. You know what's up. This is my favorite brewery.
Let's go. Come check us out when Salvi PDX is here. Some of the best pupusas in town.
Pupusa!
All right. Hey, perfect for y'all. Keep up the
good
work. Let's go.
Shh,
shh, shh.
Let's listen.
Yeah, listen.
Portland.
That didn't. Was a long one.
They didn't disappoint.
I thought they may have forgotten and let it go, but no, they're there.
They remembered the rules. And see, this is the third time we've heard this, so it's sounding the same for us. But it's new for every brewery that's never experienced the perfect form before.
They're like... I like it. Jazz has done a good job of getting a representative from the brewery there, and I can hear it in the background of their voice, where they're just like they think like, well, this is something like, hey, this is a thing like all across the country. They're like, hey, the perfect farmer, like, yep, the perfect
farmer. Yep, that's us. You heard of us, right?
Yeah, we heard about us. We're big.
We've been around longer than your brewery.
Yep. Yeah, we are cost efficient at the Perfect Pour. We have a total of $30 of bills a month, so we're good.
That's right. Oh, you've been around 4 years? Yeah, yeah. 12 here. That's cute.
So, yeah. We have our listeners pay for, well, our customers pay for our bills.
Yeah.
That was rad. I actually that was not something I even thought about. Like Jazz, and if it was Jazz, I assume it's Jazz, but whoever just got somebody from all those breweries to get in and represent and call in that on the call. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's truly amazing that they've been to all these places.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps going. You can, if you're in the area, get in on that camaraderie, the hopperaderie of being a perfect poor listener, especially during Radar Palooza, man. And like anything goes. Right? I mean, you heard it. Some wild stuff has been happening.
Camping in the kitchen.
Yeah, you camp out in the kitchen. Nobody cares. It's fine.
Nobody cares.
You can industry. The breweries have to open up early because you're there. They had no choice.
We demand you open early.
We're from the Burger Port, man. We're media.
Oh, 6:37. What time works for you, sir?
We don't usually open up till about 4 o'clock. Yeah, we're here. It's noon. Open up. It's Radar Palooza, bro.
Yeah. Hello. We got a crowd outside demanding we open up. I said they're from the Perfect Pour.
From what?
The Perfect Pour.
The Perfect Pour. We're a brewery. We don't do wine. I
understand them. They're a little drunk already, but they said the Perfect Pour.
They're not from Fresno, are they?
They have their own snacks.
Oh. Okay. They don't have a bunch of kids, do they?
No kids. A couple cats.
Sure. Let them in with their cats. Yeah, cats are fine.
They're cats only.
Cat-friendly brewery. Everyone likes to bring their cats out into the breweries. Yeah, because we're gonna be that brewery that's cat friendly. Everyone talks about dog friendly brewery. We're cat.
Taking his shirt off. One guy already
he has can't get his shirt off. Oh, it's already off. I think I'd rather him already have the shirt off than he can't get it off. So that's fine. I don't mind.
He's from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, believe it. There's a lot of people from Chicago. I've heard about this place. There's like at least 80,000 people from Chicago.
They want wristbands.
They want to wait in the. Do they want to wait in the line?
They want to pretend this is a sanctioned event.
Yeah. Tell them like, oh, we're really happy to see them, and we've been waiting for them a long time. And tell them to get in the line, and we'll be open in about 4 hours. Yeah, throw an electrical outlet out there for them, and let's see how long they'll stand out there. Because, Chicago.
I forgot how that started, but it was pretty good. I'm just enjoying Radar Palooza week.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer.
This is the real Wrestling with Beer. Is it?
And once again, I am here with
Martina.
And we are back in Connecticut after our awesome trip to Colorado. It was so cool meeting Colin and Janine. They're awesome. Can't wait to see them again, hopefully in a few weeks, for another Get It. Keep your ears tuned for that. But we ended up hitting, I think, 16 breweries in Colorado while we were out there.
Holy shit.
We went up to Breckenridge and we hit like Broken Compass and Breckenridge Brewery. We went down to Castle Rock and 105 West and Burley Brewing, which was really cool. And Wild the Blue Yonder. Red Leg was a pretty cool find. It was very busy and it was right by the Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. And hit Trinity Brewing. We also swung down to Golden, Colorado and hit Barrels and Bottles, where I got to try some Pliny on tap. The second time I've had Pliny, first time on draft, and it was amazing. New Terrain Brewing, we hit, and Mountain Toad Brewing. and got lots of swag. I think you got like 4 t-shirts. I got like 2. We got lots of stickers and a couple glasses and brought home some Colorado beer. speaking of beers, right now we're drinking a New England IPA from Slovakia.
They know how to do that?
This is one of the beers that Martina brought back from her trip over to Europe a few weeks ago. And yeah, we're having that. And it's not bad. It's not what I would say is a New England IPA, but pretty good for a European brewery. We also had earlier today an Austrian. Fuck, I gotta say that right. Austrian IPA. so awesome labels on them. One had a hammerhead shark on it, and this one's got a biker girl, like a cyclist girl. There we go. Big difference there. But yeah, super, super jealous of all the Radar Palooza pictures I'm seeing. You guys seem to be having an awesome time. Next year for sure, we will be partaking in wherever it is. And yeah, I think that's just about it. I think we're at the 3-minute mark, so we'll wrap things up. Yeah. As always, I'm the Sky 91.
And Martina.
And that's the bomb of the keg. Because the Sky 91 and Martina drank it.
Always double down on 11.
Scotty 91 and Martina. One of the better podcasts within this podcast, Wrestling with Beer. And let's see. We have more? Do we have more? Oh. We have more. Wait. By the way, I gotta open up a new beer because that old hazy was just too old for me.
Oh, it's out. Dump it.
Yeah, and I gotta get my whatever that acronym we came up with earlier. I gotta get that up. Gotta keep doing my uniques, bro.
NUBs.
This is a Wazoo Corvette donated beer. It is from Is this Prison Brewery or Parliament? Sorry. Parliament Brewing Company. They are out of Roanoke Park, California, Sacramento area. And this one is a hazy IPA. It's I guess this one's called Prism. And all right. That's what I'm drinking. Oh yeah. That's got some little bit of mango in there, I think.
What are they, the perfect Peruvians? Just kidding, homie. The perfect poor. How you about this doing? True, you be here? I said the perfect Peruvian because I'm going to a Peruvian wedding on Saturday, homie. I think it'll be the first time I'll be wearing a tie since I graduated, homie. Because when I got married, I wore a bow tie. So, yeah, homes. Going to a Peruvian wedding in Diamond Bar. And then the reception is in Chino Hills, homie. And it's like fully catered, like, to the max, homie, like filet mignon and lobster, and they have a full open bar, and they have craft beer.
Industry.
So I don't, what craft beer? I hope it's not anything Anheuser-Busch owns. what should end up being like fucking Golden Road and Lagunitas, homie.
If it's already bought. So,
you know, back to Psycho Bear. Psycho Bear called in last week and talked about Celador Ale, so... Psycho Bear. I love that name, homie. It reminds me of like a ghetto ass Care Bear, homie. So check it out, homie. Celador Ales is closing, but they're not going away. They should be back somewhere in November, December, homie. They're going through a divorce. Kevin and his wife are no longer together, homie. So I know she was a co-owner. So once that corporation is over, I guess she takes her percentage, or maybe the lease was under her name and, you know, she wanted his ass out. I think he's keeping the name and the beers And I think she's just walking away and what have you, homie. Sad to see shit like that does happen. I know, that takes a lot of time from your home, but I don't think they had kids, homie. And they were always together brewing. So, you know, people change, I guess. I will never change. I will love my wife to the day I die. All right. That's what my father taught me, homie. And my wife got good credit and a good job, homie. I mean, that's a joke, yeah, Holmes. Yeah, yeah, I love my wife. That's it. To me, it's to the day I die. So, Psycho Bear. There you go, homie. So, my question to Psycho Bear is, what do you do for a living, homies? It seems like you're very involved within the community and the industry. So, are you a vendor? Are you a sales rep? Are you a delivery driver? Or do you just like craft beer and you visit places the way I do, homie? Maybe hopefully one day we get to hang out and have a beer together, homie. Psycho Bear and Chew Your Beer. It'll be a pretty dope duo right there. So that's it. Just a quick thing. Radar Palooza is going on. I'm fucking jealous. It looks like a blast, homie. Everybody's together and hanging out and getting drunk and taking pictures of each other falling asleep and crowning each other. I saw Robin. She already got crowned. Radar got crowned. He's the first one to get crowned, but I don't give him. I will remove that crown. I'll put an asterisk on that crown because he is from the East Coast, so yeah, there's a little time delay, homie. So homeboy drove too, so you know, and he's got his kids there too, homie. So he is kind of a little burned out. So it's fucked up, you guys did that to him. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. I'm living off of Discord for the time being. I'll be enjoying this freaking weekend. It's gonna be awesome, and hopefully I get to see Tony Bags on the 28th at a Montclair at a beer festival that he's pouring. I'm trying to see if I get permission to roll out and maybe I get to pour for Tony, homie. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer and Psycho Bear. You had to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you. Everyone's jealous about Raider Palooza, man. We want in on that. Even Chew Your Beer's like, dang.
Dang. How do I get that?
How do I get that Raider Palooza?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm sitting in a red light. Hey, it's Wazoo Corvette. So, you know, y'all a few weeks ago talked about the top 10 breweries in California from Yelp. And you mentioned a place in Santa Rosa called Parliament Brewing. And guess where I went on Saturday? Nick. Yep. Nick, you're right. Parliament Brewing. So when I was
nailed
there,
it.
Sat down nailed and looked it. Over their menu, and they had a Pilsner. $5 pint, which I thought, that's kind of cheap. Wonder if it sucks. Because myself, when I go to breweries, I'll grab their lagers because a lager is a technical beer to make and a little bit tougher. Sometimes people go with pale ales because harder to hide behind a few amount of hops of a pale ale compared to IPA with your malt bill and all that. But their Pilsner was pretty dang good. And $5 was a good price. But next to the Pilsner, I got a half pour of their 7 and Citra. Nice West Coast IPA, and you know, sipped on those. And the 7 and Citra was fine beer as well. You know, the Citra was there in your face, smacking you around a bit, but not too much. And then I looked over their menu. I grabbed a couple of hazies, one called Kaleidoscope and one called Prism. Both of them really tasty. The Prism to me was a little better. It had Nelson in it as well versus a Citra Strata, I believe, was the other one. Nelson and a couple other hops, which, you know, they're both really tasty. And then they had a watermelon goza. I'm like, ooh, watermelon and sour? Yeah, that's up my alley. So I gave that a taste and blew my socks off. Refreshing. Because, you know, it was kind of a warm day and something refreshing was kind of on the menu. So I hit it up. Great stuff. Thanks, fellas, for the recommendation to hit up Parliament Brewing. And just if you knew, a group of owls, which is their kind of their logo, is called a parliament. Well, I just got done at a little place you might have heard of called Out of the Barrel. Sampled, again, what? Went with the lagers. It's summertime. It's lager time. Had a delicious Fooder Helles from Almanac Ales. Nice, rich Helles lager. Had a little bit of tartness, probably from lagering in the Fooder, but delicious. Had a bare bottle lager as well. Oh, no, sorry. A bare bottle mint stout. Not a lager. Mint stout. Delicious mint stout, and then I grabbed a couple of cans to go. Just want to say, all y'all in Radar Palooza land up there in Oregon, looks like you're having way too much fun. Keep it up. Just keep up the fun work and keep teasing us with more pictures. Hope you're all safe. Checking your dates. Well, you're drinking drafts, so really don't check the dates. Just imbibe and consume and enjoy. Wish I could be there with y'all. That's all I got. Cheers. Be safe. Bye. Bye. I'm in Fresno.
What?
See, Wazoo's stuck in Fresno. He can't make it to Radar Palooza.
Yeah, he can't get out. Doesn't know his passport.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. He donated a shit ton of beer to us.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't know he was here. And then I come outside, and then there's this box of beer at my porch.
Boom.
Boom.
Dropped it.
And one more voicemail. Wow.
That was unplanned.
Why do we, every week, we do some sort of unplanned theme? Yeah, now Radar
Bruce is happening. Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen's happening. New Bruzy. Brew Jersey.
Getting a little bruisy.
Getting a little bruisy, guys. You know what?
Okay, guys.
You know what's feisty when the music
gets
the
party bus, Radar Palooza 2022. In a perfect world. So roll call.
Open up, set up shop. Whoa, whoa. The Rough Riders roll.
The Rough Riders came through Madera once. I saw the Rough Riders in Madera.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
I'm here, Thurman.
Roll call.
Roll call, you have to say your name.
Oh, Dennis. Yo, Henry.
Roll call.
Red Island. What we do?
Uh oh. Who did that? Who did that?
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, there we go. No,
there we go.
Who keeps shutting it off?
Did they all have to get a seat when the music stopped?
Yeah, bring back the D-Max. Oh man, somebody kept shutting that music down.
It was just getting good.
Like that party bus driver was like, this is just beyond what I've ever experienced as a party bus driver.
Yeah, I'd rather be driving to prom right now.
It was like, it looks like there's people like in their 30s and 40s. I'm like, okay, this should be fine.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to go to a bingo hall for the night.
Like, this sounds like this is going to be a nice night for me. And then they're just like blasting fucking DMX. Like, oh, shit.
Right.
This is supposed to be a nice night for me driving some old people around.
Yeah, old responsible people who tip well.
Yeah. Oh, like, this is going to be a good night. Nope.
Nope.
You just entered the world of perfect poor pain, party bus driver.
Like, one guy's drinking triples, and the other guy's peeing in the corner.
This is a Wednesday night. What are they doing?
It's a Wednesday. Where the hell are you guys going to go on a Wednesday?
What are you guys doing on a Wednesday? This is supposed to happen on a full party bus.
Even the strip clubs are closed down early. Yeah. Where are you guys going?
Strip clubs aren't even up. They're like, there's no reason to be open on a Wednesday. Like, nope, not when Radar Palooza is happening.
That's right.
Sorry, Central Oregon. Radar Palooza's in your face. Ben can't handle Radar Palooza.
Bend is bent.
There's the episode title. Finally, we got it there. Bend is Bent, episode title.
All right, thanks everyone for listening. If you're not jealous of Radar Palooza 2, then I don't know what to do with you, man. You know you want to be there.
Yeah.
That's some good times. Thank you everyone at Radar Palooza. And thank you everyone listens to this show. It took us 10 years to build to a point where a festival can happen without us involved. This is how we intentionally developed this, perfectly orchestrated. Yep.
So we don't have to be there.
Yep. We orchestrated this like to the T perfectly. Like, of course you guys would have the listenership that would just go off on their own and have fun, and you wouldn't be involved in it. That would be us. That's our show. Oh man. There's a lot of buzz about Radar Palooza being on the East Coast next year, either in Connecticut or Pittsburgh.
Wow. And
so that seems to be the energy happening for Radar Palooza 2023. So if you want to be a part of it, start feeling that.
Yeah.
But RDP3, I definitely think a Radar Palooza should happen at Santa Rosa. I'm just dropping that in. I mean, those talk about Fresno, you know, when I went, I was very happy to meet Robin and Ant this week, finally, because they've come through Fresno a few times and I haven't been able to do it. So finally, I was able to hook it up and met them in person, and they're very cool people. And I would advise everyone to be friends with them. But I think I'm going to lobby for Santa Rosa be the 2024.
Yeah. I hear Benj Clark has a bountiful kitchen.
Yeah, Benj. Yeah, I haven't heard. Yeah, maybe. I want to volunteer for Benj, but
oh, we will.
Like, oh, Benj, you're gonna have to host Radar Palooza 2024.
You got no problem with this, right?
Yeah. You sign up to be a rep. You're gonna have to do it now.
That's what you do. You host a Radar Palooza.
Yep. I wonder if I'm going to say Russian River wouldn't acknowledge us as far as perfect. Like all these great Oregon breweries have been acknowledging the perfect pour. I'll bet like if Jazz is like, hey, we're here from the perfect pour. Would you like to say something? And be like, let me get my manager.
Yeah. Lots of guys' podcasts are in there.
Hey, my favorite podcast is in there. Yeah, buddy. Lots of guys' podcasts are in there. Come on, man. You got to let me in.
Come on.
My favorite podcast is in there. Yeah, lots of guys' podcasts are in there, buddy. Do you think we could take over a younger day? Like, ooh, be like the focus of younger day? Like, overtake the focus of younger?
It'd be a guerrilla takeover.
We were the
like
buzz.
We could not ask to like. Could we get a special VIP section?
We were the buzz that day. Like everyone's like, oh, younger, blah blah blah. But that one day, the perfect pour listenership like took it over, and like everyone was talking about like some fucking podcast, and their listeners came in. It was just anarchy and stuff. One guy dropped his glass.
Oh yeah, are you gonna reenact?
Yep.
Are you going to Unsolved Mysteries reenact? Yeah. Dropping of the glass. Allegedly.
Oh my gosh! And there's a lot of sound drops I'm not
Who would play you in the reenactment?
Oh, obviously Brad Pitt.
Oh, not Paul Rudd?
Yeah, Paul Rudd would be the most appropriate. For sure. Although Paul Rudd manages to be way funnier, so I don't know. Yeah, Paul Rudd dropping a younger glass, that checks out.
I like it.
What did you drink this week? Did you drink anything interesting, Nick?
No.
No.
No. No, actually, I, you know me, leftover beers. I was finishing off my Sierra Nevada sampler pack.
Oh, man, I almost got that
hobby sampler.
I almost got that this week, and I'm going to write a post related to it on IconTopPour.com. Yeah, because like it's the only exciting thing going on this summer in the grocery store, because, you know, I'm stuck doing grocery store beers. Outside of the market, the market is a unique place.
Mm-hmm. Here they got a good selection.
But in a regular grocery store, I've got to deal with, you know, I don't have too much exciting things happening. So the only exciting thing happening this summer in a regular grocery store for me is the Firestone mixed packs and the Sierra Nevada mixed packs. These are the only interesting thing happening all summer. And so I saw that cold torpedo you're talking about. I was like, maybe I'll get it. But it was $20. And I was like, I don't know, $20. It wasn't on sale or anything. It was just $19.99. I was like, maybe I'll save that. Maybe I'll wait on that one. So,
yeah. So you're not wrong in wanting to get that mixed pack. But in true Sierra Nevada fashion, they kicked it out ahead of schedule to get it in the market in time. Mm-hmm. So these were produced back in March.
Uh-oh.
And it's the same thing with the summer. The session little thing. Or the summer. What's the summer beer from Sierra Nevada? Shit.
The snowpack is the winter one. The summer one is the I put my towel out on the beach beer. That's what it's some beach beer, lakefront.
Some beach. So whatever the summer session is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Which sounded really cool. It was still produced in March. And it's like they're old by now. They're fucking old. What? I don't want to buy it now.
You suck.
I didn't want it in March, but I definitely don't want to buy it now.
Right.
So it's like, what do? You know, all these cool beers are coming out from Sierra Nevada, but they're 3 months ahead of schedule. And when you want to drink them, they're not as they should be drank.
Right.
So it kind of sucks.
Yeah. When you're like, it's fine for the October beers, the pumpkin beers to get a jump.
Yeah.
On. So it's get a head start. Who cares?
Like, summer break. There we go. Yeah,
they're gonna summer break. Thank you. That So you get a jump on the October beers. That's fine because they'll last a few months. But you get too big of a jump on the summer beers, and it's like, well, dude, why am I gonna give a? I'm not gonna buy this in July. I'm not gonna buy this in August because I know you fucking made it in May, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, why? And there's not enough alcohol to make you give a shit. So now you just got old, old weak beer.
Mess me up. This ain't gonna give me. I can't even podcast with this amount of alcohol.
It tastes like crap, and I'm not getting drunk. This is the best, the worst of both worlds. Yeah,
give me one of them. Give me at least one thing.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy called. He's getting the worst of both worlds.
I get the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Well, Wabo Wabo. The Nick.
So I finished up my sample pack. Torpedo is hitting good. Dankful IPA is hitting good.
I was talking over with from Van Halen live with that Annette. You want to talk about Connecticut concerts?
Yeah. That's the Van Halen show to watch.
Yep.
Is it on YouTube?
It's probably on YouTube, but it's a concert tape there, a concert film they made.
What's a tape?
Tape. Live Without a Net, Van Halen. They did New Haven, Connecticut show.
New Hazen?
And Sammy renamed the town. It's not New Haven anymore. It's New Halen. New Hazen. I'm going to rename this town. This town's on New Hazen. New Hazen. And it was like,
so what? New Halen, huh?
Yep.
Dying.
Scotty 91 knows.
He's up there. Scotty doesn't know. So that's my beers. Where I left off. Got to finish off that 12 pack.
All right. Yeah, get rid of that 12 pack. Jesus Christ.
It's getting old.
Let's see what was I up to? Society Brewing is 10 years old, apparently, just like us.
What?
They're like on the same timeline we are. The 10th anniversary, the 10th Annie beer is a triple IPA. And not only is it Society, so that's, but at the market, it was pretty, I feel like it was like a $5.99 beer for the single, and it's a triple IPA. The market does that, like, you know, I'll talk to you, Nick. Not everybody can do this, but the market, they don't necessarily, sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't necessarily take in the factor of the alcohol.
No upcharge.
Yeah, you can get a $4.99 or $5.99 triple IPA sometimes. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. Head on a swivel. I don't know if Wazoo's. Wazoo makes a monthly trip to Fresno, and I don't know that Wazoo's been to the market yet. So
I'm shocked. Actually, it's not like we haven't talked about it.
Yeah,
before.
It's not. It's close to the house. Wazoo. The Burning Barrel at the Nightlight IPA from Burning Barrel. That was pretty good. Humble Seas Brewing Company's High Seas. This is a West Coast IPA, not one of their hazies. And not good. I don't know what happened. I don't know if something happened to it, but
it's clear.
Yeah, I was hoping for better. This one, it's now one of my favorite label art of all time. Alvarado Street Brewing Company's Pool Service. And the label is nice. is like every pool service truck that you've ever seen, the side of the door of their pickup truck, that freaking magnet you'll see, or just the painted on thing of they nailed that font, that pool service font. Like, it really came, like, hit me. I was just like, oh my god, there is totally a pool service font, and like every pool service business has a font, and like it should be called that. Like, you may know, Nick, but just like there is just a font that it just screams pool service business. And
yes, okay, I see it. I see it.
They nailed it. So
yeah.
Is now one
Leslie's
of
Leslie's pools.
Yep. Leslie's are just whatever local pool service. They just use that same font. It's just how it is. A new brewery to me, Grains of Virtue, Defcon Silence beer. That is a really cool label art they have. The beer is pretty good, but the label art was awesome. Whoever they got doing their label art is just is a true artist.
And that was at Tioga Sequoia for this Get It I had with the Aunt and Robin and the Reggie U559 and all the cool people. And it was a good time. I had fun. Finally had that Grizzly City Ale from Tioga Sequoia. And that was pretty good. As Fashawn, the rapper Fashawn, that was their beer they made with Fashawn. And I was still drinking that from last week. I drank that the Hazy Double from Drake's. And you can find me, Dorktown, on Untappd. And the Nick 80.
That's right.
And Matt's out there, Bearded Brewer 87. Looking out for beers. We're not looking out for them. This is when we used to look out for. Looking out for. I used to just play it. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Yeah, that's one I want to hear.
Ears.
Yes. That's one to hear. Here, Paul. Paul, give us the music. I mean, what podcast has somebody just out of their own free will just record music for the show?
I did find that slice beer I was looking out for.
Oh, okay.
Mega Hop 3000. A monstrous West Coast double IPA. Oh, Slice and Beechwood collaboration. Ah, I did not see that before.
Collab beer.
Collab. Mega Hop 3000. Cheers! 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 Cheers!
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Wow, wow. Oh, big cheers to Radar Palooza. Yeah. And Jazz PDX for organizing the whole thing, and Mrs. Jazz for that matter. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
What a place to be. I want to be in their shoes one day where I could just go and do beer things.
Yeah, damn it. That's good. That's a good life.
That's a good life.
They're living the life.
Cheers to the Ants and Robin. They donated heavily to the Perfect Pour, beer-wise and content-wise. Cheers to Wazoo Corvette, as always. He also made a donation to the show.
Very large, Wazoo.
Cheers to Hoppy. She was on the West Coast for a bit, but just shy of the Radar Palooza. Oh. I think she would have wished she could have been there. She was in the Seattle's.
Yeah. I saw Pittsburgh Tom went down through Seattle.
Oh, is that how he got there? Mm-hmm. Seattle to Portland?
He must have. Because I saw like early on before Radar Palooza, Pittsburgh Tom was checking in some Seattle stuff. I was like, oh.
Oh, nice. Layovers.
Mm-hmm. Where's Donnie at? Why wasn't Donnie at
Radar?
Donnie Pacific the Northwest. Palooza? How does Donnie not show up to Radar Palooza? Donnie, you're gonna have to answer to that. Next week,
ooh,
oh boy.
Yeah, just man. Cheers to everyone making I Get It a real thing. I know we call it that as a joke, You guys are actually doing it.
All right. And I concur with all of Nick's cheers. And cheers to XL Pedro. Big dog. Yeah. XL re-upped his... he came back in the Golden God fold.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure Big Dog was before, but I got to notice that he's back in, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Because I would have thought Big Dog was already there. But anyway, Big Dog's back in. He changes from $5 because you got to, I mean, that's how it is right now. I've been thinking about lowering it, but $5 or more a month, you can become a Golden God and you get to hear the tailgate before the show, just so you know. And it's, you also get the show a little slightly, like a few hours earlier than the rest of the people do. But he changes donation to $6.66. 666. The sign of the devil. I saw what you did, XL.
Damn it.
Metal. The most metal donation ever.
Damn it.
So I think that's a call to everyone to just...
That's the minimum buy-in now, 666.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So wow. Cheers to XL. Cheers to all the Golden Gods. I went to, speaking of the Golden Gods, they pay for our, we have a UPS box that the Golden Gods pay for. And I went into our UPS store to do an unrelated thing, not related to the Perfect Pour. And I have a key to our box.
Use the bathroom?
Use the bathroom. I used to use the shitter at the UPS store. They're like, oh, you have a box here? I'm like, yeah, I have a box here. Let me use the shitter.
Like, do I need to take a dump in that?
Yeah. You're like, okay. But usually I get a notification if there's something in the box. But I hadn't gotten a notification for a while. But I went ahead and opened the box anyway, just because so I look cool. Like, I want them to see that I'm opening the box. Like, I'm an industry guy in the UPS store. I want to make sure I'm the industry guy in the UPS store. I'm like, look, I'm opening a box. I pay for a box.
Yeah.
So I opened a box, and there was a postcard. We always talk about postcards. Nice. I didn't know there was one in there. And I believe this is from Fontana Jim. But
what?
It's not signed. So I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure
this is
Montana Jim. It's from Wild Fields Brew House. It is a beer flight postcard. So apparently it went to Atascadero Beach, Trail Ale, Peculiar People, Past Concept. I don't know what this is what it's saying. I'm just reading it out. This is not right. So we went to Liquid Gravity, Libertine. There does not exist. 927 Beer Company, it looks like Antique Brewing Company, and Three Stacks.
Wow. And
that's where he did all these things. And he's cheers from the Central Coast. I made sure to only wear NorCal or SoCal brewing shirts. Don't want to be mistaken for a Fresnan.
Don't do that.
Yeah, good. Okay. Hey, he took advice. I was like, don't look like you're from Fresno when you're on the circus.
That's right.
You will Hamptons. Get treated.
It's our Hamptons, man.
Yep. You will get treated badly if you say you're from Fresno. Just act like you're from somewhere else. Brewery stops. Well, yeah, there does not exist. So Good Gravity, Libertine, 927 Beer Company, Antique Brewing, Wild Fields, and Three Stacks. So. It doing some if Fontana Jam or whoever this is doing some deep references, because he put the two addresses, the Perfect Pour, care of Curtsy, which like I might have referenced one time on the episode as my parents initially, my last name is pronounced C. And my parents wanted to name me Kurt at one point and changed it. So my name would have been Curtsy.
Curtsy. Okay.
But they realized that was bad and changed it. So I don't know if Jim or whoever is referencing that, but that's damn deep reference. Ah, so cheers to that. Cheers to everybody listening to the show. We appreciate your listenership. And everybody at Radar Palooza, man, that's really rad. And I can't illustrate enough how cool it is. I don't have the capabilities to appreciate that, you know, to say it vocally.
Mm-hmm.
It is really cool, and I appreciate you guys, and hopefully I can you and I can join in on a Radar Palooza at some point here.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that they're able to do stuff without us. And we've been joking all this episode, but like we also are like, it's very cool that they can just have fun and not have us involved.
yeah equal parts pride and jealousy.
Yep, exactly. So thank you to Radar Palooza 3 might be on the East Coast, so put that in your craw for 2023. Get it I don't know, start baking it. Do you put it in your Traeger, start slow cooking it. So it can be ready right the early summer of 2023. And perfectportpod.com, perfectportpod on social media. That's what you need to know. Well, this is episode 467 of the show. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Oh, well. Well, not at Radar Palooza. There are no rules.
No, there's no rules. Well, be safe.
Oh, okay.
I'll give that rule. Otherwise, just go for it. And nobody can. Yeah. What's the tailgate talk about Radar Palooza? Like the stuff that doesn't make it on the show.
Dang.
What happened?
Oh man, you gotta be there.
Yeah. You gotta be there for that stuff. Be safe and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But first, before you start anything on your beer fun journey, you gotta what?
You gotta check your dates.
Hey, listeners, those of you that voicemail, we're going to be recording like way early next episode, like Monday. So if you're going to voicemail, do it on Monday at the latest. Otherwise, it's not going to get into next week's show. It'll get into the other week's show. So just.
That's right.
Yeah.
2 weeks late.
Yeah. Don't be late. Get in there. You'll find out why. Bye.
Bye.